podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there, welcome to the 19th podcast from the XFM Breakfast Show. Inside you'll find Quizface taking a turn for the punctual, Angry Nerds, David Hasselhoff's Greg's Obsession, a very odd piece of radio concerning a mystery guest, and the return to XFM of Rich Glover. Get inside.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Britain's Got Talent judge, David Hasselhoff, thrilled staff at Greg's the Baker's by turning up to their Christmas do.
Wow.
But this isn't like Greg's the Baker's Christmas do. I don't know when that is. The official, the big one, the HQ, yeah. The Greg's HQ. This was just the Cardiff branch.
Oh.
Now, wow. He has, you know, I mean, this is a man who'll go to anything, but, you know, I think he's got some connections to the Cardiff branch of right. Greg's. I think his girlfriend does something there, or maybe her sister or something okay. like that. But still, the fact that Hasselhoff turned up to the Christmas party of a Cardiff-based bakery means nowhere is safe.
Can we book him for the XFM?
I don't think you
party.
Have to book him.
Oh, will he just come anyway?
I think he just turns up.
Brilliant.
I think if we just fire off one champagne cork from the rooftop, it's like the bat signal for Hasselhoff. He's just there, boom, and he's out of his Hassel cave. He's in his Hoffmobile, and he'll turn up. He'll rock it. It'll be great.
Can't wait.
I can't wait. Well, you know, clearly he's going to every single party out there.
XFM.
This is Steve.
I told you about looking me in the eye, Steve. If it happens again, I'm going to snap your nose off, okay? And then I'm going to post it to the mayor.
Yes, Mr. Wallace. Sorry, Mr. Wallace.
Steve is 21, and all Steve wants is to work on an award-winning radio show.
Matt, do you want a coffee?
Tell him to not make it so strong.
Make it so strong!
Idiot.
Dave, coffee for you?
Yeah, a bit quicker this time, please, Steve.
Hurry up!
Sadly for Steve, and thousands like him, the closest he's come is the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Phil, coffee? Do you want coffee? Steve's making coffee.
I actually asked for tea.
Tea? He asked for...
God damn it!
I'm sorry.
Steve's day begins at around 6 in the morning. He's forced to walk the 400 yards to the kitchenette to make Danny's coffee.
It's too much stirring.
Steve has to do this up to 6 times every morning.
I like mine stirred clockwise, Matt likes it anti-clockwise. If this is too hard for you...
Sorry, Mr. Wallace.
And all for a breakfast show that, unbelievably, is yet to win any awards.
So we are XFM?
We are.
Say it properly.
We are.
Don't speak.
There are hundreds of children just like Steve, all of whom would prefer Danny's show if it won a loaded laughter. Please, vote now. Do it for all the Steves. Vote for the XFM Breakfast Show at loaded.co.uk.
Morning, guys. How's it going? I'm so happy to be here today.
Just make the f***ing coffee, Steve.
Thank you.
XFM.
A Russian TV newsreader has been fired after she raised her middle finger to Barack Obama live on air.
What?
Yeah, so she was doing the news, just chatting away, and she was talking about Russia's presidency of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. So probably no one was listening. Probably all right. And she said before this, the post was held by Barack Obama. Now she's reading that, and then she looked up at the camera, lowered her eyes again, and raised her middle finger. What about you, ladies and gents? Have you ever been fired for anything? What about your friends? Have they been fired? Why were they fired? What did they do to get fired? How do you get fired in this day and age? Matt, have you ever been fired? You know anyone who's been fired?
I got fired from my first job, but yeah. I used to deliver the local free newspaper in Nottingham. The Trader.
It was back to the East Midlands, isn't it, with you?
The free sheet went on to become the Herald and Post.
Oh.
I delivered it for a couple of weeks, and it was a massive round. You got more money, though, for doing every single house. And then I realised that if I didn't deliver it, people didn't find out. And so I went to round the back of an old Booper hospital, and me and my mate Simit Thacker just dumped them there. And we got away with it for months.
Did you?
Yeah.
You and
yeah.
Sumit Thacker?
Yeah, in like, it was like in like a dumping area where they recycle stuff. You know?
And no one thought, why have we got 300,000 copies of the Herald and Post?
I know, yeah, I don't know why. And then they find out, because they phone up, and they phone people up and go, if you had the Herald and Post, and yeah. then they were wise, and then they sacked me.
I was the same, I did the Bar Star, but I was very, very diligent, and I delivered mine each time.
It was a good round.
I imagine I could still get that job if I wanted it. Whereas you've been blackballed.
Oh, yeah. Here's one from confirmed listener Dalton. I got fired from Spa for playing cricket with the kids set that was on sale in the shop down one of the aisles. Runs were scored by knocking things off the shelves.
I'm not fired. Surprised. I pulled a sickie to go to the Leeds Festival. Out of tens of thousands of people there, I saw four people I worked with, none of whom were together. Fired straight away. What else?
Karen got fired from a telemarketing job for being too nice and not being pushy enough and making zero sales. But she's very proud of that.
Right.
Proud of you too, Karen.
Yeah, we're proud of you, Karen. Is it Connie we just... let's have
Collie.
Collie, let's see what Collie got fired for.
I was working as a temp for a very well-known insurance company.
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing really, really well. I was enjoying it. I was getting on with lots of people. Until I'd been there for about a month, they pulled me into the office and they told me off for being a little bit too happy, a little bit too loud.
Right.
And cut a long story short, they escorted me off the premises, took away my ID card and went, don't come back, we'll pay you for the week, thank you. And I was like, oh my God, I've just been fired for having a personality in an office job. Oh my God.
So,
it was 1 year ago and I was working in the marketing department, which should have been loud and bubbly, but due to the fact it was insurance based, it was actually quite dull.
Sure. And we'll just fade that one out. Matt, any others there?
Well, here's one from New Dam. Me and my mate Johnny Cash stole a Cadillac one piece at a time.
Wow.
From a factory in Detroit. We got caught trying to fit an engine block into a lunchbox.
So one piece at a time?
One piece.
Fired.
Didn't cost them a dime.
Yeah, it's called... And I was doing sort of lots of number crunching and admin and just generally office sort of junior work.
Still
for
there, okay. Well, yeah, no worries. My sister got fired for asking for minimum wage. The arrogance. The arrogance. I got a written warning because I pulled my friend's trousers down in a team meeting. He wasn't wearing underpants, says Andy in Harlow.
His colleagues buying print and that kind of thing. So I thought being bubbly would have been good, but apparently not. It was through an agency, and they were a lovely agency.
Yeah.
Certainly talkative. On the sports in supermarkets theme, Billy in Broxbourne, my friend was fired from his job at the Co-op after being caught on CCTV playing bowling with a couple of melons and Coke cans out of the stockroom.
A good friend of mine got fired from a well-known burger joint. I'm re-editing these slightly. A particularly awkward customer finally got to him, and when the customer said to him, put it in a bag, after he'd handed him his chocolate shake, my friend did just that and handed it back to him. It was leaking slowly from the creases. He just poured the chocolate shake into the bag, says Den from Barking. How's Connie doing?
Is she... The agency, right. And they were quite surprised when I went back in the afternoon. I got fired. I went, I can't believe this has just happened. And they went, we can't believe that either.
Okay. thank you, Connie.
It was a shock to them as well, the agency. So I think they probably had to send somebody very, very boring
and very quiet. Thank you to Connie, Collie there. I used to, my friend Mark worked in an office, right? This is the text that came in. There was a lady who worked in his team who put her Müller yogurt in the fridge every day, and every day someone stole it. She got so upset about this that she sent an email round to the team asking for whoever the culprit was not to take it again. Lo and behold, the next day, the Müller yogurt was stolen. Needless to say, this lady lost it. To try and lighten the mood, my friend Mark knocked up a picture of a Müller yogurt being held captive by terrorists. Within minutes, he was escorted from the building... and relieved of his post. XFM. We could be in trouble there, Matt, actually. You know,
why?
There's office banter, isn't there? And there's fun. And then there's what just happened in the studio.
Mm.
And I can't take all the blame for it.
No.
But it's, you know, it's to do with work experience. Steve, who was in here a moment ago, and he very kindly asked if we wanted coffees and stuff. And we've been sort of... You know, pretending that he is the victim of workplace bullying because of the loaded laughter appeal that we're doing. But it spilled over, didn't it?
Mm, yes, it did. And you you slapped him on the bum as he walked out to make the tea.
I did. I slapped a 21-year-old lad on the bottom as he went to make our coffees.
And he was embarrassed and just carried on walking.
I was expecting more of a reaction, maybe a kind of, but I think he just thought, oh God, it's true. This is what the media's like.
He's gone too far this time. I thought it was a joke, it's not, it's real.
If anyone is planning on the... slapping a 21-year-old boy in the bottom today. Don't, because I learnt the hard way.
Yeah, it's not advisable.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. He's bigger than a naked canteen.
XFM.
So, ladies and gents, as you may have noticed, Matt Dyson isn't with us, isn't with us? He's been with us for a couple of days, has he, Sunter?
No, he hasn't.
Hasn't been here, has he, Dave?
No, he's not.
You can confirm that as well, can't you, Phil?
Yeah.
And shall we reveal why that is?
I think we should.
I mean, it'd be great if he could reveal it himself, but for some reason, his phone is off. I imagine he is in some state of exhaustion because Matt Dyson is now a father. We will get him on the line at some point this morning, we hope. But huge congratulations to Matt Dyson and Katie. And their new arrival. It's just a fantastic family. He's going to be a fantastic dad. He already is. That's the thing. But did leave us with a problem, didn't it, everybody? Did leave us. I mean, how do you sum up what Matt does on this show? How do you plug that gap? You know, it's difficult. So yesterday, mere moments after we heard the terrific news, myself and Dave had an emergency meeting. Well, Dave, it finally happened. Dyson has bred.
Damn it! He promised he'd never do that.
The man was just too fertile, Dave. Meaning one thing. Project Matlock. Project Matlock was a covert need-to-know operation made up of two types of people, Dave. People who did not know about Project Matlock and people who are only now discovering about Project Matlock. Also, Matlock is a place in Derbyshire, but that is not relevant right now.
What does Matlock stand for?
Justice, Dave. Justice for the listener. Replacing Matt Dyson for a short period of unavoidable contractual paternity leave.
You're joking!
There's a time and a place for fun and laughter, Dave, and the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace is not it. We need to replace Matt.
I've got just the man. Oh, hi, I'm just ringing about Pat Sharp.
He's actually still in Australia at the moment.
No worries, Dave, I've got someone. Nickname, The Raven. Special skills, physics humour, basic ukulele, clumsy seduction. In ancient France, he was known as the Wise One. The Navajo call him Kayaka. In Japan, he is known as Shinto-san. He's not known in Sweden. Ladies and gentlemen of the XFM Breakfast Show listenership, please welcome your new friend until contractual obligations can be resolved to the mutual benefit of all parties concerned. It's Rich Glover. Rich Glover, everybody. How are you, Rich?
I'm splendid. How are you?
Very well also. Now, we, you know, people who heard our old Saturday show back in 2008, 2009 will be familiar with you. I'm very, very pleased that you could join us. Give us a few facts about yourselves in case the listeners may not.
I'm a film star.
True facts, though. Actual. When I say facts, I mean.
I'm studying ninjutsu.
Again, facts is what I'm going for.
Okay,
here.
I'm a fantasist.
Yeah. There you go. That was the main thing you need to know about Richard Glover. Richard, your thoughts about joining the XFM Breakfast Show team?
I'm absolutely delighted. You know, this is normally how I get jobs, by other people breeding.
Tina is on the line. Tina, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Tina. Where are you?
I'm in Harrow.
You're in Harrow? I lived in Harrow for a little while. So are you familiar with Quiz Face, Tina?
A little bit, yeah.
Good. Well, you should know the rules by now, so let's do it.
Quiz Lock.
Okay. It's unusual. because it's actually called Quiz Clock today, Dave.
Oh, is it?
I think you misread the script.
Oh, right.
What have you called it? Quiz Lock?
Quiz Lock.
Well, there is a lock effect in it at some point. I can see where the confusion is. Tina, don't be thrown by Dave's error. This is Quiz Clock. I'm going to ask you to use your skill and your judgment to score points while besting your enemies. If you're ready, let's get quizzical.
Yep, I'm ready.
Tina.
Mm-hmm.
It's Quiz Clock. Clock has been lowered. It's in position. Tina, you are group commander, okay? The first round is 20 to 1. So let's set the quiz clock to 20 to 1. And now let's meet two of the 19 other listeners you have to beat to go from 20 to 1. Paul in Bromley, hello. On the next wind, what time will it be?
Quarter past four.
The old favourite, quarter past four. All right, let's have a look, Paul. Let's try it. No, it is not quarter past four. Better luck next time, Paul. Your time is up. Thanks for playing. Tara in Brighton. Hello, what time is it?
Midnight.
Midnight. Let's try it. It's only been midnight once before when we used Guinevere as our clock. Let's see if it's about time it was midnight again. No, it's not midnight. No surprises there, Tara, but well done, very brave. Your time is up. Bye-bye. Tina, your turn now. Hello, what time is it?
Half past one.
Half past one. Let's take a look. Yo! Spot on. That, of course, means we lose Jack in Bow, Peter in Slough, and Joanna in Brixton. Time's up, guys. Thanks for playing.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Quick time fact spot prize. According to scholars, the 18th century actually happened in the 1700s. Tina, you win yourself 10 minutes and control of the clock. Let's wind the hands. Let's see where they land.
PM,
Tina. That, of course, that halves the possibilities, but it does double the length. Got to dock you 5 minutes. And, of course, we say goodbye to Susie in Mudchute, Benji in Highgate, and TJ in Tottenham. Bye, guys.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Nice one.
Quick time fact spot prize. Father Time appears as a recurring character in 1970s cartoon series The Smurfs. Okay, Tina, it's 10 to 1. You're still in the lead. Let's reset the clock and halve it. Let's lock that in, please, Dave. Tina, are you happy working in 12-hour format, or do you want to switch to 24-hour format, which is worth more as a percentage of the final score, but less in the short term at the same time? Remember, you don't want an 8. You don't want an 8 or a 4.
Oh, OK. 24-hour.
24, OK, fine. That means we say goodbye to Lauren, Paul, and Bippy. Your time's up, guys. Bye-bye.
OK, cheers.
Thanks for the opportunity, Lord Sugar.
Quick time fact spot prize. Time zones, Tina, occur in different countries. So you have all your seconds, Tina. You have 9 of your hours, 50 minutes all locked in. You can no longer play your joker, just to be clear. Let's spin the hands. Where will it go? Where will it go? Who will it land on? No, it had to happen eventually, Tina. Amazing. It's landed on Jeff from Hackney. Jeff, you're the reigning champion. You're the one to beat. If Tina gets this right, she has control of the quiz clock. She wins the tickets. Your time, Jeff, will be up and you will be banned from the show. So, Jeff in Hackney, set a question, please.
To win quiz clock and be crowned the ultimate champion, complete the sentence. We are...
Tina...
X of M.
Yeah! They said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done. Tina, you did it. You have control of the quiz clock. How do you feel?
Brilliant. Fantastic. My sister's going to be so happy right now because she listens to you every day and she probably won't believe I'm on the radio.
You are. You're very much on the radio. It'd be a strange prank to play on you. A lot of effort went into this, Tina, I'll be honest. This is very much an on-air thing. Now, Richard, yesterday on the broadcast, I was amazed and appalled when you didn't get a very simple pun to do with a Vauxhall Corsa that had been found in the Bristol Channel.
Yeah.
It was concerning to me because I know you as a wit, as a raconteur, and the fact that you couldn't work out the pun or why it was funny concerned me. So we're trying to train you up. You've had a look at the papers this morning.
Yep.
You've come up with a pun yourself.
I have, yes. I'm quite excited.
Yeah, are you? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to put any pressure on you.
I think you'll be impressed.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's treat this casually. Here's Rich Glover's Show Me the Punny.
Rich Glover, show me the punny.
Take a deep breath and go for it.
Okay, so there was a headline in one of the papers today saying, on the day of the big strike yesterday, picket lines are quiet, but shopping centres are packed.
Mm.
So the pun goes as follows. One strike and you're out, ... shopping?
Mm. One strike and you're out. dot, dot, dot.
Shopping, question mark, exclamation mark.
I suppose. All right.
Rich Glover, show me the money.
We might have to work on it a bit.
We are
XFM.
We got a feature, right? We got a feature called Guest Who, and it's a great thing, and we do it when we can. It's always based around someone who has been mentioned on the show. Maybe there's been a survey, maybe I've said something off the cuff. Then Dave scuttles away, gets his phone out and gives them a ring and tracks the number down and says, can we get you on? And it's a very, very simple thing. I get 60 seconds and I have to guess who it is, right? That's it. 60 seconds and I guess who it is. I can say, where are you? I can say, have we met? You know, I can ask basic questions, but that's it. They just have to answer the questions. So that's the whole thing. It's very, very, very simple.
That's it.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the other day, Dave said, no, I want to do, guess who? But the problem is, there's a slight time difference. So already I know, right, there's a different country. Right, so I'm starting to work out who it might be. And he says, the only time he can do it is straight after the show. So on Friday, me, Matt and Dave went into a tiny studio where we played Guest Who. We'll play you what happened in a few minutes time, but I thought it was worth having a look behind the scenes at how Dave struggles sometimes to explain this extraordinarily simple format.
Hold on,
it wasn't your fault but it is a pretty simple thing. Remember, 60 seconds and I have to guess who it is. Here's what happened.
It'd be great if we could just record something dead quickly with you, if that's okay. Yeah, exactly, but we're going to record it in a second. Yeah, that, what will happen is, Danny will have 60 seconds to guess who you are. Is that okay? We don't need that. He won't know who you are. What we'll do is, he will ask you questions and you give some answers. Where are you? And then you give the answer as to whereabouts you are. If you just follow Danny's... Sorry? You don't need to prepare any questions. Danny will ask the questions. If you just follow Danny's lead, he'll ask the questions, and then he has to guess who he's speaking to. It'll be a 60-second counter, and Danny will ask you questions, and then by the end of the 60 seconds, he wants to guess who he's speaking to. Exactly, yes. 1 second, I'm just going to put you through to the desk. Yeah, you'll be speaking to Danny in a second, and we'll... No. What we'll do is... Stay on the line, 1 second.
But there you go. But eventually you managed to get your message across, Dave.
Yes.
XFM.
Quiz Face.
Hello, it's confirmed listener Tina from Harrow, and I have control of the quiz clock. Where will the hands land? What time will it be? Who can tell? But I look forward to getting up at 4 a.m. each day to find out. Thank you, Quiz Face. Thank you, Danny Wallace. I'm a bit confused.
XFM.
Let's do the good news in the studio, everybody. Shanta, we'll start with you.
Good news, guys.
Yes.
Indulging my inner geek, I started my Christmas 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle last night.
Oh, my goodness
me. I have already separated all the straight edges from the rest of the pieces. I can't wait to get home and get started.
Have you got a telly? What's going on? Have you had a power cut? Do you live in with your grandma? These are the only acceptable excuses for you, a hip chick, doing a 1,000 piece. Are you doing it ironically?
You've no idea how seamster it is to be doing a jigsaw.
What is the puzzle of?
It's a Christmas scene.
A Christmas scene?
It's Santa lost and he's got his map out and he's looking at...
Okay, well, we're learning about each other, aren't we? That's what this is all about. Richard, what's your good news?
Good news, guys. I recently auditioned for an advert, which, you know, paying me thousands of pounds. And I got the part.
Did you?
I got the part, only to be told at the 11th hour that they decided to go with Bill Nighy instead. I came second to Bill Nighy.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
The positive spin on that. Dave, your good news, please.
Good news, guys. After my recent admission of love for both Zac Efron and his fine acting career, my heart was filled with festive joy when I found out that this newfound admiration was indeed requited. Zac, take it away.
Hey, this is Zac Efron. During this festive season, I'd like to wish everyone at XFM, especially producer Dave, a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Dave, call me.
The thing that Dave isn't telling you is that when he gets home at night, it's very much like a jigsaw. He goes through all his Zac Efron clips from all his films, and he clips together little messages for himself. That's a bit odd. Good news, guys. This morning, upon leaving my desk momentarily to check on milk stocks, I returned only to find that the stories I'd carefully torn out of the newspapers had disappeared, rendering the 20 preceding minutes wasted. With time running out before this morning's important broadcast, I managed to locate the cleaner and frantically begged him for information as to where these topical nuggets had gone. Sadly, his English was not terrific, and I had to resort to give me a clue style mime, which is unusual for me at 6:24 in the morning. But it worked. The gentleman pointed me towards a large recycling bin, and together we dove for news. Just two guys up to their elbows in quirky stories and unusual topics. I made a friend this morning, guys, and we bonded over something far more important than mere words. Anthony from Rickmansworth says, good news, guys. Last night, the six-month-old kitten went outside at 7 p.m. At 11 p.m, she still wasn't home. However, this morning we found her in a tree and brought her inside. She is now safe. She is now sound. That is great news. Good work. Retrospective good news, guys. I married my best friend and the most beautiful woman in the world 5 years ago today. Thankfully, they are one and the same person. Otherwise, you'd have a bigger me. It'd be a very awkward situation.
Jay in Chelmsford says, good news, guys. I've shaved the Movember tash off this morning and got welcomed back by the missus for the first time in a month.
I see what you're saying. Good news. Good news, guys. After meeting a few friends for drinks last night, I was pleasantly surprised to find a big bag of jelly babies in my pocket this morning. Yes, I've been eating them, but do not tell my wife, as she is sitting next to me. I should have read that bit. Mark and Reigate as well. Good news, guys. I had my prostate checked yesterday and I didn't enjoy it. But it's good news. So that's good. Something what else is going on?
Olivia in Reading says, good news, guys. Danny Wallace was on the telly yesterday, although it may not have been XFM's Danny, as this one was a big, fat Australian millionaire.
Yeah, I heard about this guy. We got so much in common. we got the name. Good news, guys. I was stuck in traffic. I noticed two pigeons fighting over a piece of bread. I named them Pigeon 1 and Pigeon 2. And I really wanted Pigeon 2 to win the bread. And he did.
Yes!
Good news. That's great news. Confirm listener Paul, what is your good news?
Good news, guys. Yeah. The girl I met a couple of weeks ago, I went on a date with her last night. And it went really well. Got a kiss and everything.
Hey, great news. Yes. And confirmed listener Nell, what is your good news?
Good news, guys. It's the first day of my advent calendar. And I'm going to open the first pocket.
She's going to open her advent calendar. Good work, Nell. That's not good news. That's great news, my friend.
XFM.
So, you had your little DVD extra, I suppose, the little kind of behind-the-scenes moment. Let's do the guest who properly. Guess who? So, as we explained, due to time differences, Dave wanted to record Guest Who on Friday, right? Because that's the only time we could talk to the mystery guest. Now, I didn't know who it was going to be. It took Dave about 45 minutes, it felt like, to explain the concept of it. But then we got underway. There are some weird moments coming up for you. Some weird moments indeed. So shall we do it, Dave?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go back in time. So, Matt, this is Guess Who, where Dave has lined someone up for me to talk to, and we have to guess who it is. We have 60 seconds to guess who that might be. Dave, are we good to go?
Yes, we are.
Then why don't you give me 60 seconds from now? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hello. You sound quite far away.
No, not so far, in fact.
Not so far. Mm. Now, is that there's an accent to this gentleman? Would is that a German accent, a Swiss accent?
I'm just near the center of the universe.
You're near the center of the universe. Maybe this is a clue. You're not anywhere near Iowa, are you? Idaho.
Could you please repeat?
So you're near the center of the universe. Oh, hang on. Are you anywhere near Uzbekistan?
No, you see, you recognize that once.
So I've got it right. Is that Anatoly?
Yes, yes.
Yay! I got it. Anatoly, hello, how are you?
I'm okay. And how are you? Are you Benny Wallace, a non-footballer?
I am Danny Wallace, the non-footballer.
Are you a yes man or not?
I am a yes man.
Not yet Esperanto speaker.
I'm not an Esperanto.
Danny Wallace, word player and the laugh maker.
Yes, I've made love in my history, but I don't speak Esperanto.
Laugh maker, you know the spelling. Yes, you know laugh maker, the spelling. L-A-U-G-I.
Laugh-making. Oh, thank goodness. I thought things had taken a strange turn.
It's really a random act of kindness for you to join our project.
Wow. How lovely.
I can't find out where is your robot?
My robot.
And the IT crowd. You know, it puts me in pretty awkward situations for men and not only.
Wow.
I'm also completely unaware how to start your own country.
He's a big fan.
Wow.
It's a to me, together with your colleague, Dave Gorman, start a new joint project of identifying visitors named Danny Wallace among all incoming tourists to our place in the year of the London Olympics.
Wow.
It would be great to have more friends like this. Dave and myself will notify you about the results of our search by the April's full day next year. Right. The full day, you know, F-double-O.
Yes,
happy breakfast and best cook, Danny.
Oh, my Lord, what a pleasure it is to speak to you. I should just say, this is the first time we have spoken, Anatoly, because you sent me a lovely email from the International Museum of Peace and Solidarity in Uzbekistan.
Yes. In Samarkand.
Yes, absolutely, in Samarkand, which is the Rome of the East. And so you're the head of this museum.
Yes. I'm running this museum. Yes, I started this museum. You see.
And you asked me to send you a photograph for your peace project.
Yes. Good. It would be great.
No, it's happening, my friend. It's happening. It will be. It's on its way. So listen. Good luck with the museum. I'd love to come out to Uzbekistan at some point and meet you and see the museum myself.
Yes.
Anatoly, thank you so much for joining in today. We'll speak again.
Okay. Bye.
That was unusual, wasn't it?
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet.
Hi, I'm Florence, and I'm filling in for Danny because Danny's not here right now because he's outside my house because he's stalking me. But what Danny doesn't know is that I'm stalking him, which is why I'm here.
XFM.
Richard, you do look a bit angry. You were mentioning something earlier about hazard lights or something.
Yeah, well, safety hazard lights in cities.
Right.
It's just a waste of time because there's so much traffic on the road. When vans or lorries, they park over, they put their hazard warning lights on, you can only see the outside one, so it basically looks like they're about to pull out, so the traffic slows down to see if they pull out. Turns out they've got the hazard warning lights on, thus slowing the London traffic down, or any city traffic down, costing the taxpayer millions and millions of pounds.
I didn't realise Rich was so political. It's not really a political show. But it seems to be going. I mean, it's an angry rant you went on there, and a slightly nerdy one, which is convenient because we're going to do angry nerds this morning, Rich, because some things have been annoying me. With the appropriate music. Oi, bubble jet, you muppet. Yeah? I just want to print in black. Cyan's got nothing to do with it. I don't want cyan involved. Why are you trying to involve cyan? I'll change the cyan cartridge when I inexplicably decide to start printing important documents in cyan. Is this your tax form, Mr. Wallace? Yes, it is. Why is it in magenta? Because my bubble jet is a Muppet. That's what I'm angry about this morning, Richard. Adobe Reader, do you have to tell me every little thing you're up to? No, fine. Check for updates, whatever. I'm busy. You're like a needy girlfriend. Just check for updates in your own time. What is this constant need for my approval? You're doing a good job. You let me view files in the appropriate manner. Just let me get on with my life. These are the things I'm angry about. Hey, TiVo. What's this infernal obsession with scrolling? I don't want to spend my evening scrolling through stuff. Just let me choose things. I don't want to print in cyan.
Obviously. What have you got against cyan?
You don't. Why? It's got nothing to do with the black cartridge. You know, I just want to print in black. Just use the black one. I don't want to involve cyan.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, in-ear headphones. Yeah. Why so flimsy? Why can't I bring you through my jumper and want to put it into my ears without you just crumbling and falling off? Grow some backbone, in-ear headphones.
Yeah, man up! Danny, when you try and give way to someone by letting them turn in or pull out of somewhere, you stop, then flash them, and they just sit there like a scared animal. Move! Just move! That's from Michael.
Matt says, hey, car, I don't want to check coolant. It's raining. I just want to go to work.
Yeah, quite right, exactly. Anonymous on Great Portland Street in London says, my housemate is always borrowing margarine from me. Why can't he, at the very least, have the courtesy to scrape away said bread moistener in a neat and tidy fashion, as opposed to taking massive chunks and ruining the margarine aesthetic. Quite right. Sunsa.
Laura in Sunbury says, I am one angry nerd. Oof. I've just been stuck behind a van advertising competitive prices on tyres. Spelling errors irritate me.
That's going to make a nerd irate, isn't it? Emma in Maida Vale, what is your angry nerd rant?
So, I was making my dinner the other night. I was talking to a flatmate and had like a full bag of pine nuts.
Oh.
And I dropped it because they don't reseal properly. The bags don't reseal.
No.
And these pine nuts went all over the floor and all over the work surface.
And
I just went mad. And my flatmate was like, oh, you know, some of them haven't gone on the floor. You've still got some of them. And I was like, it's not the point.
No, Emma.
The bag should reseal.
Emma.
Okay,
just fade her down. Why give me a 24-month phone contract on a phone that's so rubbish it breaks way before that time, Santa?
I don't know. Katie in West Hampshire says, BT Open Zone, don't just say that I'm connected to wireless and then render me useless. Bloomin' well connect me.
No, exactly. Joe from Dartford. Master Nought tracker system that keeps getting me collared by the manager. You can't put a leash on a white van, man, you mugs. Quite right. Emma in Maida Vale, is she still? What's going on with...
That's £3.
Right.
Really expensive. And then they just don't have a resealing thing on them. So when you open the top
Just bring her down again. Work PC, your password expires in 10 days. Would you like to change it? No, I wouldn't. No, ask me in 10 days' time. Next day, your password expires in 9 days. Stupid computers! This is anonymous.
Richard Finchley says, please, 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 Mr. Laptop Manufacturer, make me a battery that lasts more than 2 hours.
Oh, well, exactly. Callum, what is your angry nerd rant?
Just because you watch one X-Men film doesn't mean you're a comic book nerd. You know nothing in my world, and don't try to. I will beat you in my collection if you try again.
Oh, angry Callum, quite right. A sad one from Anonymous. It just says, why do my Doctor Who posters always fall down?
Oh.
There's a tear in Richard's eye almost. Emma in Maida Vale, is she still...
You can't do them up again.
Right.
So they just went, and it was almost all of them. And then she tried to go to me. She goes, oh, I'll help you clean them up, don't worry. And I was like, no,
let's just
don't
hang
you
up.
Do
let's
it.
Just quietly hang up on Emma. Any others that sounds
Sarah says, I have to sit through 3 Year 10 science lessons today and hydrocarbons are doing my head in.
Oh, man, hydrocarbons do my head in as well. Thank you so much for all your for all your brilliant angry nerd rants this morning. With apologies to Emma in Maida Vale, I'm sure the pine nut situation will sort itself out in due course. That was Angry Nerds for today, everybody.
So I just think for me, anyway, they're a little bit of a hazard to have in the house.
Time for the weather with Rich Glover and his weather feather.
'Twas an early morning on the first day of December when I tethered the weather feather, checking upon its very condition each and every minute of that initial first tantalizing hour. I stood, heart beating, muscles tensed, knowing that all London and beyond would hang upon my every word, my every weather-based word. I stooped, and lo, the weather feather twitched, and it did say verily unto mine own ear,
The weather today will be partly cloudy with occasional rain and southwesterly winds up to 19 kilometres an hour, with highs of 12 degrees. Now I say unto thee, all hail the weather feather.
Back with the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace. Friends of the show, Frisky and Manish are back.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. It's a delight to see you back, to have you back on the show. Are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Well, there is something. I mean, obviously Christmas is a time for fun, but also people need to be careful.
Well, they do need to be careful. That's wise words. Why exactly?
Well, why indeed? I mean, something that happens sometimes at Christmas is that you go to an office party, then you maybe meet someone who you take a shine to, and you decide to invite her home, or him. In this case, it's a her.
Yeah.
But it's not always that women are, you know, people you want to get rid of, that's all we're saying. But this particular woman, if you were to take her home, I think you would regret it.
I really can't stay.
Yeah, it's getting quite late.
I've got to go away.
I've got work in the morning, so...
This evening has been...
lengthy.
So very nice.
Okay. I'll call you.
My mother will start to worry.
Oh, she probably is worried, yeah.
My mother will be pacing the floor.
In that case, we've got to call you a
so
cab.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Off you go, then.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
There's no wine left.
The neighbours might think...
You could even book taxis online these days.
Say, what's in this drink?
That's gravy.
I wish I knew how
to walk.
To break the spell.
God, she's still here.
I ought to say, no, no, no,
please
sir.
Put that down, that's an antique.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Just stop there. Just
I really can't stay.
Don't hold out.
But it's cold outside.
God, you really must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I said the answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
eyes are like
so
starlight
nice
now.
And long.
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Making my life long
At least
sorrow.
There'll be plenty implied.
I've got pneumonia and die.
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I don't care if it's cold. I'll blow up the airbed.
Hey! Frisky and Manish, that was it. They just swung by to do that for us.
We are
XFM.
Shall we think about the important lessons that we've all learned today?
Daniel Analytics.
Yes, is the answer to that.
Daniel Analytics.
Dave, what have you learnt?
Today, Diane, I learned that anger levels were reduced by 17% this morning as listeners vented their frustration during our Angry Nerds segment.
Yes.
As a result, London is a happier and safer place to be. And the breakfast...
Are you all right? Excuse me. No, just take a moment. It's fine.
It's emotional.
Sometimes
stuff.
You can get emotional talking about the show that's gone.
And the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace can now officially be classed as therapy.
Therapy, is that right? Is that what we're doing? Good. On today's show, I found out that tattooed flaxen-haired elfin rock chick Sunter lives not in a darkened Camden bedsit, but by the river near some geese and does not spend her evenings downing shots and out drinking bikers in filthy metal bars, but eagerly completing thousand-piece puzzles of smiling Santas. I don't know how to feel. Rich.
Well, I've learned today that Kate Middleton did indeed, as you suspected, Danny, use micro-rotational lingual braces to give her that winning smile, now the envy of women everywhere.
That's good. And confirmed listener Sam Robson got in touch with the show to tell us we should stop saying secret sessions quite so quickly, as we imply it's all one word, which, when you Google it, leads to websites which could land you in some serious trouble with your workplace and your partners.
XFM.
So there you go, that was podcast number 19 from the XFM Breakfast Show. Next week, it'll be number 20. So download that or listen each and every day from 6:30 on 104.9 FM, online at xfm.co.uk or on your DAB, which stands for the Digital Audio Broadcast, isn't it? That'll do. Bye-bye.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.